Racing is at Muswellbrook Race Club tomorrow for the time-honoured Aberdeen Cup. Joining us to have a chat about it and maybe give us some tips as well, General Manager of Muswellbrook Race Club, the great Trevor Taylor. How you doing, mate?
Very well, Andrew, and yourself?
Not too bad. Now, I know you like to get up very, very early during the week. It must have been very, very cold for you, mate.
Yeah, it's been a bit fresh lately, so a good welcome to winter. And as long as the wind can stay away, it's not too bad. But when the wind starts bustling through, it really gets cold.
Well, the last report from the Bureau was that tomorrow is meant to be mostly sunny conditions, but cool. So I don't think you've got rain to worry about, but the temperature won't exactly, you know, won't be blistering, if you know what I mean.
No, that's all good. So we're looking forward to a nice race day on Sunday.
Seven races tomorrow. The first is at 12:50. You've got a tip for us in race three, though. Who do you like?
Well, this is the Muswellbrook Security Services. It's over 1,450 metres. I'm going to go with number eight. It's Show Me Your Love. It's a three-year-old bay filly. It's trained by Chris Lee. It's ridden by Dylan Gibbons. It won over 1,400 metres, and that was after having a break. And it won in Mudgee by 2.8 lengths in heavy going after a break. I think that race would have just brought it on, and I think it's got a very good chance of winning this race.
There's been a little bit of a smattering of rain during the week, so it's probably going to be a little soft there tomorrow, do you think?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, the last time we had an update on the race course with the going was around about a heavy eight, but we're hoping that, you know, things will improve. So we just hopefully get through the race meeting. But with all the rain, unfortunately, you know, there's just no good going out there. It's horses just have to get used to the soft going.
Yep, that's true. So in race three, that's going to be jumping tomorrow right on 2 p.m. Keep an eye on number eight, Show Me Your Love, coming out of the number 11 gate. And the final event on the day is, of course, the Aberdeen Cup. It's the last race over 1,280 metres. Who's your tip for the big one, Trevor?
Well, this is the famous Aberdeen Cup with a shorty crib, and I'm going to go with number 11, Ceasefire. It's a four-year-old bay gelding. It's trained by Paul Massara, and it's ridden by Ashley Morgan. Now, on the 22nd of May at Muswellbrook, over 1,280, same distance, it won in extremely heavy going. It was a heavy 10 that day, and I can remember the rain coming through, and it won by two lengths. So I rate Ceasefire very highly, and I think this will be the one that everyone has to basically catch in the race.
That's some excellent lead-up form. Race 7, number 11 tomorrow, Ceasefire. Make sure you got that one there. Gamble responsibly, as always. Now, I wanted to ask you first up, tomorrow you've actually got a shuttle bus that's coming from Aberdeen for the punters.
That's correct, yes. Yeah. So, you know, it's a free bus service that we've put on because we've got the Aberdeen Cup Day, so if anyone would like to book, just phone the club. We'll put your name down on the list. It's a 57-seater bus, and we'll pick up the customers and then bring them through to the races. And then after the seventh race, once it's finished, everyone can get back on the bus, and we'll drop you off back at Aberdeen. And it's all put on by the actual race club, and it's to support, you know, the Aberdeen Cup.
All right, so make sure you're there, Aberdeen Valley Fair tomorrow before 11:30, because that's when the bus is going to be departing. I'm sure there'll be plenty of punters ready to get on there. You've got some entertainment for everybody tomorrow as well.
Yes, that's correct. We've got Kevin O'Hara. He's one of our very popular singers, and he'll be singing in the garden. So there'll be live music on. And in the Garden Cafe, we're also lighting the fire, so we'll have a nice warm fireplace going in the Garden Cafe. So it's a lovely day for the race goers to get out, listen to some music, and spend the day in the gardens and watch some good racing, and there's good food on at the same time.
Mate, I reckon there might be a bit of a track worn out between the bookies and the fireplace and then back again, given it's probably not going to be more than about 16 degrees on Sunday for you tomorrow.
Yeah, 100% right, Andrew. You know, rug up warm and come to races and enjoy a day out.
Get yourself down tomorrow to one of the prettiest and best country race courses in all of New South Wales. Yes, we're a little bit biased around here. That is Skeletar Park Muswellbrook Race Club for the Aberdeen Cup. Trevor Taylor, as always, thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for the tips.
Thank you, Andrew. All the best. Have a lovely day.